Mike Vrabel, you are the father!
I am!
Drops to his knees.
I told you, Mike!
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end. And now they start talking.
It's the Woody and Jim show. It is Friday, and it started out weird. Jim is running a little bit late this morning. He said he hit his thumb with a hammer and is waiting for the pain meds to take over.
You should see the pictures.
It's not pleasant, so he'll have to explain that whole thing. He said he was gardening yesterday, so I don't know why he'd be using a hammer. Unless he wanted the seeds to go really deep into the ground. He's pounding them.
Really get them in there.
So America's guest, Adam Hayes, is joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Of course, we're all just kind of in the afterglow of the first day of the NFL draft yesterday. Of course, Fernando Mendoza was the first pick going to the Las Vegas Raiders. And then the Titans got to pick fourth. The guy that they thought they were going to get, Jeremiah Love, who is a running back, they did not get, got scooped up by Arizona right before it was our turn. But then we did get Carnell Tate, who is a wide receiver from the Ohio State University.
He looks really impressive.
He does.
I was looking at his resume.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. So they asked him, what would you say to Cam Ward, the quarterback, about how you guys are going to work together? And he said, throw me the ball. I'm always open. You know, I'm always open. So he shares that that slogan with Waffle House and Kim Kardashian. It's the Woody and Jim Show, a show that could lead to excellence or personal injury. And that's what we had as Jim was running late this morning because what'd you do?
Well, let's just say last night, my thumb was like a bachelorette party.
Uh-huh.
It got hammered. yeah, I hit my thumb with a hammer.
So
how?
When you left when you left the air yesterday, you said you were going to do some gardening and stuff.
Yeah.
How are you using a hammer?
I was pounding stakes into the ground.
Ah.
Okay. And the ground was it hasn't rained in like 7 days.
Oh, yeah.
Months.
Oh, so, yeah. It's like concrete.
So, yeah, it was just so hard. And so I'm hitting this wooden stake super hard. And then
what were you staking?
Basically, like a little retaining wall for a raised garden bed.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, the stake was there to kind of hold the wall in place.
I bet that was cute.
Yeah, it looks good. My thumb does not look as good. Yeah, I hit it pretty hard.
Mm.
Twice.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, gee, I got to stop doing this. I'll really hurt my thumb. This is terrible. Ow, it hurts. And I was like, oh, I'll do a little more. And then I hit it again.
And this hurts as well.
I'm going to bring you a rubber mallet.
That's exactly the
problem. Oh, yeah.
It's always the problem when you're not using the tool you're supposed to use.
I have two. I'm going to bring you one of those.
I didn't know. Basically, it was a community garden. So I just showed up as help, right?
So it's not even your house.
No, it's not even my house, my garden.
Just volunteer.
Or my tools. Right.
Okay.
I just kind of did what I was trying to, like, hammer this into the ground. Here's a hammer.
There's got to be a word for that, like using a tool for not what it's intended to use for.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when you would use like a screwdriver as a knife trying to open something. And then you hurt yourself because you always do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I guess this could have been worse because I was also using a handsaw, like electric one, right?
Oh.
That could go sideways.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So I was holding some things and cutting them, and my wife said, do you want me to hold it? I said, no. In case you need to drive me to the hospital, one of us needs to have fingers left.
Right.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Fans of the Titans and just the NFL in general were glued to the NFL draft last night where you pick the players you're going to get to use. And if you watched, you probably never even blinked, and you already know that the Titans selected Carnell Tate, a wide receiver, giving Cam Ward somebody to throw the ball to.
Love that.
And then they also made a trade so that they could pick somebody up later in the first round. They got an edge rusher, Kedrick Falk. So we picked one player to help our quarterback, one player to destroy other quarterbacks.
Once again, we are cautiously optimistic for the new Titans season.
Do we feel good about that?
We'll see.
Hope springs eternal.
The war in Iran, of course, has made gas prices go up. Other things that are made from petroleum are also going up. And that includes, yes, condoms. The world's largest condom maker says there could be a 30% increase in the price of condoms. So, as luck would have it, I have a condom that has been in my wallet since I was a sophomore in high school, and I'm going to put it on eBay right now if anyone would like to buy it. You know, save you some money.
Never been more valuable.
Never been used.
It was an investment.
Sadly, never used. I'll be taking bids. Our friend Adam is with us. What you got?
So if you were ever worried about the future of education, stop now. Tennessee is now offering hunting education classes for grades 5 through 12. So we are going to now arm our children.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's really expensive to buy meat these days. So instead, just go get hunt yourself a squirrel. They're helping people.
Who's in charge of these guns? Where are they being stored? I have questions. There's just a lot.
You got to check them out from the library, I think. Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. It totally hits 93.3, 95.1 in Murfreesboro. Former Titans coach and now coach of the Patriots, Mike Vrabel, and Diana Rossini, who is a former sports reporter who just quit her job.
It certainly looked like they were together.
Yeah.
And then the pictures came out of them on vacation, and they looked a lot more than just friends.
Right. They were saying, oh, there was a lot of people there. You know, it's laughable to think we were having an affair.
She had to leave her job. He still gets to keep his job, but it's not going away. In fact, we're finding out now that there's evidence that they may have had a relationship while he was here in Nashville as coach of the Tennessee Titans.
For several years.
And why did she have to suffer?
It takes two, but if you're a journalist, you can't be having an affair with the people that you cover.
Right.
That's an ethics, journalism ethics thing.
Right.
Now, it's not good for him either, but it is a thing. If you are to be a journalist, you can't be...
Word of the wise.
Yeah.
Woody.
You can't be going out.
What?
Woody, any reporter that's covering you, you're not allowed to have an affair with them.
Oh, okay. I'll keep that in mind. Let me jot that down.
All right.
Yeah, hands off. Keep your hands to yourself.
We'll
I'll put that little note on me.
It's
okay,
fine.
Yeah, that's good.
So there's pictures out now of the two of them looking a lot more chummy than just friends.
Right.
From 2020, when he was here. So it looks like they've been very friendly quite a while.
Both married to other people. She had a baby 4 years ago and named the baby Michael.
That's not suspicious at all.
No.
But
she also posted to X, formerly Twitter, in 2021 after her son was born. She said, "Keep looking at my almost 4-day-old son, Michael, while trying to figure out who are the best Michaels to ever play and coach in the NFL."
Wow. Mm.
So, of course, the internet jumps on this right away, and somebody has posted a really funny, horrifyingly funny AI video of both of them, Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini, being on The Maury Povich Show.
Mike Vrabel, you are the father!
Drops to his knees.
I told you, Mike!
Storm off. Oh my God, it looks just like those old shows.
The AI is so unbelievably over the top.
Oh,
perfect.
My God.
It's
horrible.
Like terrible, but hilarious.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
The nicest, most polite people in the world work at Chick-fil-A. It's an amazing story. In North Carolina, there's a guy named Jaden Cintron who found money in the bathroom. Two envelopes, each had about $5,000 in it. And instead of going, oh boy, I found money, he turned it in. And the person who lost it came and claimed it the next day. It fell out of their pocket while they were in the bathroom.
Wow.
And Jaden even didn't want the reward. They were going to offer him $500 just for finding and turning in the money. But he said, no thanks, I'll have a higher reward later.
Oh,
so, yeah, that's very sweet.
Doing the right thing for the right reasons.
No kidding.
That's so cool.
It's a really cool story.
If you want to see this story and share it with somebody, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or Woody and Jim Facebook pages, or you can go to TotallyHitsNashville.com.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Hey, look, it's Gender Wars time, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees eradicated, wiped off the planet? You can contact them at LocalTreeFellers.com. We love it when couples play our game because it gets personal. We got to Devin and Taryn on the line. Good morning, y'all.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Let's get to know you just a little bit. Taryn, how often do you wash your car?
About twice a month.
Okay. Really? Okay. Wow. Okay.
And that's what about you, Devin? Do you wash your car a lot?
Yeah, probably about once a week, just because that that subscription isn't going to pay for itself.
Oh, yeah.
You got the monthly thing.
Oh,
yeah.
You got that fancy thing and the little decal that you just go right in.
Yeah. Okay.
The decal.
We start with a multiple choice question for both of you. Remember, you have a screw you can use. If you can't answer your question, you can force it on your opponent. All right, Taryn, is the winged foot of Mercury the logo of Bridgestone, Goodyear, or Michelin tires?
Hmm. I think it is Michelin.
Is not.
Oh.
It's Goodyear.
Okay.
Okay, Devin.
I know that one.
In the Spice Girls, was Victoria Beckham known as Baby Spice, Posh Spice, or Ginger Spice?
Oh, come on. That was Posh all day long.
Posh all day. Taryn, Tennessee Titans quarterback Cam Ward wears a jersey with what number on it?
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so hard.
Like 11, maybe?
Oh, no, you're double right.
You were half right. It's number one. You'd have enough margaritas, and you see two ones. So, yeah, it's number 11.
Perfect.
All right, Devin. Sally Hansen sells what type of beauty products?
Sally Hansen?
Yep, mm-hmm. Sally Hansen.
Foundation.
Oh, no. Nail polish.
Okay. You have a chance to tie it up, Taryn. What sport do they play in the classic guy movie, The Big Lebowski?
Bowling.
Bowling.
Yes.
Right. And you have tied it up. Okay.
Yes.
All right, Devin, if you get this right, you win. If not, we go to overtime.
All right, Devin. Who is actress Emma Roberts' famous aunt?
I'm going to use the screw job.
Okay.
Here
the
we
screw
go.
Job. All right. Taryn, it's to you now.
Who is actress Emma Roberts' famous aunt?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. And look at that. The come from behind victory.
Good job.
Thank you.
Taryn, you're the winner. You get tickets to Bob Dylan when he comes to his amphitheater.
Congrats.
Hopefully
thank you.
Your husband is very nice to you and you... In turn, take him to the concert.
You let him come along.
You'll save a spot on the grass next to you.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. Have you guys heard about what they're doing with Kellogg's breakfast cereal?
No.
For the first time in like 20 some years, they're going to start putting toys back into cereal boxes.
Oh, really?
Exciting.
Yeah.
Oh. I love that.
For the most part, they've been gone since the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
They did it, well, you know, one, because they're cheaping out, and two, because they, you know, a lot of them had choking hazards.
Right. Of course. You know, the kids are just going to throw them in their mouths. Yeah.
Just going to gobble everything, no matter toy nor cereal. So, yeah, it's, I guess, in celebration of toys. Story 5, which is coming out. This
another one?
Yes.
Yeah, they're doing another one.
Of course they are.
Just you wait. you'll be an old man, and they're like, Toy Story 87 is out.
It'll be all AI by then. It'll be Tom Hanks AI doing it.
What was a toy you remember being in cereal that you were really excited about in the box? Do you have a memory of anyone in particular?
I remember getting a plastic parachute army guy in
series.
One of those ones they had that you throw it in the air and it and
oh, I love that one. Yes.
It would float down easily, but normally it just fell right back down to the ground.
Right?
I'm going to steal his answer. That was one of my favorites too.
Yeah. I love that. And that was always how you wanted to pick the cereal by whatever toy was inside.
I remember I had one cereal box where glued to the back of it was like a flimsy piece of plastic that you could put on a turntable.
Oh, yeah, and they had records.
Yeah, they played. Oh. It was like a silly song that, like, whatever character on the box would be singing, like, hey, eat your corn pop. And then I just remember that full circle moment of, I don't know, it's probably early 2000s of my son, like, getting a cereal box because inside, it was glued to the inside, but it was like a CD-ROM game.
It was seriously?
Yeah, it was like
I never saw that.
There wasn't a whole lot of them, and it was a bad game that taught you about, like, eating your vegetables.
Like VeggieTales?
Yeah, I mean, like, if only. It wasn't nearly as entertaining. I just remember my son being super excited and then playing and putting it into the computer. Like,
and don't forget, Bob the Tomato loves you.
This dude's. Reese Witherspoon has been making waves. She has a huge social following.
Yeah.
And in a video she posted a few days ago, she's making a smoothie, but she's having a conversation with us who are watching.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about how she gets together with her friends. And out of the 10 women she was with, not many of the women used AI.
So if 3 out of 10 women are the only ones using AI, that means 70% of that group is not keeping up. The thing I've learned about technology is if you don't get a little bit of understanding from the very beginning, it just speeds past you. So you have to have little bits of learning just to keep up. And let's get real. Our kids are all using this every single day. I think we should learn the basics together and learn some really good tools that are going to make our everyday lives easier and better. Do you want me to share what I'm learning with you?
Hmm.
In the comments section is coming for her.
Yeah.
Now, Adam, I just played this for you a few seconds ago. You had a reaction, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
What's your take on this?
So I was looking up her net worth. We were just talking about it. She's worth over $400 million.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone really believe that she's doing this all herself? Or is she having someone on her team do it for her? I'm really curious about that.
So where's that coming from? Do you think...
Because you can just... I mean, when you have that much money, you can just like... Tell someone down the hall to do it for you.
Yeah. Learn AI for you.
Yes. Learn it and then explain it to me like I'm five.
And I also want to see this list of 10 women. Like, who are they?
It's her friend group, I guess.
All right.
But who does that include?
I'm sure other very highly educated, well-to-do folks.
That probably have an assistant that does it. I'm not dissing Reese. I believe she is a highly intelligent woman with the career she's built, the company she started. I'm not doubting that she can't do it. I'm just saying, does she do it?
I think she does. Mm. But there are two categories of people that are coming for her in the comments.
What are they?
The groups are, okay, what private equity AI company have you partnered with that you haven't disclosed?
Oh, yeah.
Because it sounds like an ad.
It's an alternative
motive.
I was thinking about that.
It did, like, would you like to come learn this with me? It did sort of sound like a pitch.
Yeah.
And the other category of people are, we hate AI, which is there is a huge segment of the population that despises even the idea of AI, and they hate her for even being on board with learning about AI.
You're an AI enabler.
I don't hate her. I don't care for AI. I think it's gone too far.
A lot of people share that.
Yeah, I think it's going too far. Like it freaks me out. I'm like, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Here's the thing. People in the comments who are saying like, you know, no, I'm not using AI and we must bring this to a stop. Like, I'm sorry, you not using AI isn't going to stop AI.
No, that's not.
Yeah.
And because Reese Witherspoon wants to learn about it, they're saying like, well, then she's enabling the terrible things that's coming for AI.
And her quote unquote ad. She does talk about if you're not learning it, you're being left behind. And I get that. Like, I feel that way. But I'm also, I don't want to learn it.
What you need to do, Adam, is get your assistant to learn about it and then teach you like Reese Witherspoon has.
Can you find me an assistant, please?
Yes.
Now, there's some people that are coming to Reese's side and saying like, hey, somebody chimed in. Elle Woods would not let AI slide.
No, she wouldn't.
I mean, Legally Blonde, I just watched it a week ago. I mean, she's right.
Yeah.
Elle Woods would be all over it. She's just not going to let some, tool out there. Yeah, she would probably own. She'd be the next Elon Musk or Zuckerberg. Yeah.
And it's unclear in the future if AI will kill us or merely enslave us. So we'll just see what happens.
What's going on this weekend for you guys?
Adam, what you doing?
The most pressing thing on my agenda is I have to go get cat food because I have two hungry little kittens at home who are desperate for their breakfast. So that's the most exciting thing. And then the rest of the weekend, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm going to make it up along the way.
Yeah, I have Moira Rose, my cat, and I know that when they get hungry, their meow becomes more insistent.
Yeah.
Meow! meow.
They stand at the door and like paw at it.
Yeah, oh yeah, totally. My girlfriend is not feeling well. Melissa's got bronchitis, so I'll be bringing her some medicine, go get her some soup, and probably watch a lot of TV this week. It's supposed to be raining off and on. I know there's a new Nikki Glaser comedy special that's coming on.
I like her. She's funny.
Yeah. Also been watching the Hulk Hogan thing that they have on Netflix.
So docuseries?
Kind of like it balances each other out.
They both had the same hair dye.
That's true. Yeah. They do. Both have fake tans.
I think I'm going to go to the Nashville SC game tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's Star Wars night or something.
Yeah,
it
is Star Wars night. And
if it's raining?
Yeah, where I usually sit with some friends, they are under like the overhang, okay. So you don't get wet.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We'll catch you back here Monday morning. Of course, we'll have more rounds of Gender Wars, and it'll be a Woody and Jim joke-off. It's all happening Monday morning.